Welcome back, family. This is your boy D. For all you smarter and intelligent folks out there, listen, that just simply means it. I'm back with another one, family. Today's episode is entitled, What Type of Information Must a Work Breakdown Structure Communicate? Again, what type of information must a work breakdown structure communicate? I'm gonna give you three, maybe four. I don't know. Let's see how we can work this today, family. First of all, a well-developed WBS should communicate the deliverables. Yep, the deliverables. You should be able to clearly identify the deliverables that are on the actual product. This includes the final products, services, or results from the project that is intending to produce. Point number two, or I should say the next concept that you should have. Work packages. Okay, so the WBS is broken down into the deliverables, into the smallest work packages. And the reason why this happens is because the smaller the work package, the easier it is for the team to manage. So it makes the work package more manageable. It's easier to be able to assign different tasks and timelines and ensure that the resource understands the required work that needs to actually happen. Now, also, you should also look out for the project phase. The WBS should be outlining, or I should say, identifying the different phases or stages of the actual project. This helps the team to stay organized more in a logical group type fashion, meaning it makes it easier for them to track how they're progressing on, or I should say, within the actual project. Now, cost estimate. As I mentioned in other videos, it depends on what type of PMO that you are under. There are certain PMOs that will have the project manager lead the budget, and then there are others where the accounting team, or you know, the controller, basically, I should say controller, the accounting department basically leads the actual budget. They just give you the numbers back based on what you're submitting, but you're still accountable and responsible for the budget and making sure that it doesn't go over. But the WBS does provide you a basis for estimating the cost of the actual project. It allows you to break it down by smaller components and easier to estimate the cost of each particular component, which rolls up into the project level. I might want one day just do a video on some earned value management. It's been a minute since I went over some earned value management. I miss it. Earned value management, ooh, it's so awesome. But anyway, I digress. The next aspect of this is resource allocation, or what I used to call it, bandwidth check-in. With bandwidth check-in, or what we go by here, resource allocation, it allows you to understand what resources are working on what and what are they required to complete. Now, I don't want you to forget human resources as well as non-resources. Non-human resources. So non-human resources would be like your equipment or machines and material that you're actually ordering. So those are really some of the components of a WBS, how it communicates out. But I am going to say this, and I said this on another WBS video that I did, and I'm going to bring it back to this one because I truly believe that this, what I talked about in a previous video, really speaks volumes to this video what we're shooting here about what is actually communicated out of a WBS. But we also need to understand this too, what you shouldn't communicate out of a WBS. And since I talked about this on another video, I'm just gonna paraphrase and really take it from a high level approach. So what shouldn't be communicated or built when you're building out your WBS? Small projects. You shouldn't be leveraging small projects for a WBS. If you're looking to communicate out your work packages, if you're looking to communicate out, it just, little task list will work. Little task checklist, you'll be good to go. I'll give you two thumbs up on that. So or research projects. Research projects is another one that I mentioned about a WBS really wouldn't make sense for to be able to communicate out about the progress of the project, because you got to keep in mind what a research project, you're looking to be more flexible. So for me, if I was running a research project, I would probably use the Scrum framework for that. So I can have that adaptability, meaning I could change based on what I noticed through the various sprints that I've ran. Another thing is the creative projects. Again, I shout out my creatives, but honestly, if you ever led a creative project, I don't think I've ever led a creative project, but if you've ever led a creative project, I mean, it's basically the framework. Again, it's you would probably want to leverage a Scrum framework or Agile or something of that nature, because it only makes sense because of the high frequency and changes. And then the last and final one is Agile type projects, which I kind of talked about, where I said I would recommend you use a Kanban board or Scrum. And so, speaking of what we were talking about regarding the communication aspect of a WBS, what it communicates out, sometimes you may want to look at a Kanban board versus a WBS, because a Kanban board will communicate out what you needed to communicate out effectively versus leveraging a WBS. So family, I wanted to give you both sides. I know you didn't ask for that. You just wanted to know what is a WBS, is how can I use that to communicate it out effectively on my project. But I also wanted to encourage you is that don't try to apply and stick every project artifact to particular projects, because you got to understand, and if you haven't already, I know you know this, that a project is unique. So it's not the same. Yes, I can go back in the past of previous projects that I ran, but if this particular artifact is not applicable to my project, I won't use it. I'm not going to force something that doesn't need to happen. So I'll leave you with that, family. I hope you enjoyed today's video. This has been your boy, D. Until next time, I'm out.